For decades, first came love, then marriage, then the baby carriage. But the millennial generation is upending all of that. Fewer young adults than ever are tying the knot. Almost half of millennial women who give birth are not married. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has the latest in our series on the new boom.
It's lunchtime when I meet Michelle Sheridan and Philip Underwood at their apartment in Frederick, Maryland.
Oh, sweetheart.
2-year-old Liliana is hungry.
You'd think we don't feed you.
This is not Michelle's first child. 8-year-old Logan's at school. His dad left before he was born. She got pregnant again a year after she and Philip had moved in together. Like half of all pregnancies in the U.S., it wasn't exactly planned.
But it wasn't really like a bad time, or I don't know. It just seemed like an okay thing to do.
I stared at the pregnancy test for 10 minutes waiting for it to change.
You did stare at the pregnancy test for 10 minutes, but then he got really happy. It was actually really cute.
Decades ago, an oops would have meant a rush to the altar. But older millennials are children of the 1980s, the decade of the nation's highest divorce rate. Philip's dad walked out when he was a baby. Michelle's parents stayed together, but fought a lot.
That was hard to watch. I don't want to go through that, and I don't want my kids to see it.
So even though she's 28 and he's 32, they say the pregnancy never prompted thoughts of marriage. If anything, the opposite.
It changes the dynamic of the household. I had a friend who put off her marriage, got pregnant, and she's like, let's just wait, because we don't know if we're going to be able to make it through this. We don't know if this is going to change who we are. We don't know if it's going to change the stress level, and we'll be able to adjust to that.
One big stressor, money. Michelle spent years as a restaurant server, then pizza delivery driver. She got pregnant just as she'd managed to start college full-time with federal aid. Philip's a car technician, but he'd been through a rough patch work-wise.
It was so sporadic, and it would go from full-time 1 week to 20 hours the next.
Their apartment is government-subsidized. Things were so tight at one point, they shared a cell phone. But isn't that the time-honored way? Marry young and poor and work your way up?
No, that seems terrifying at this point. Like, it's hard enough to work up just on your own. Trying to work up as a couple seems like so...
She sighs at a loss for words.
50 years ago, when people graduated high school, they could go out and get a manufacturing job and have a pretty good wage, you know, some benefits.
But Arielle Cooperberg of the University of North Carolina, Greensboro, says those wages have been falling since the 1970s. The unemployment rate for high school grads today is double that for those with a college degree. It's not that lesser educated couples don't want to wed, she says. Cooperberg studied the labor market in 20 cities.
In cities that had better labor markets for people with less education, there was actually a smaller gap in marriage rates.
Cooperberg worries this changing economy is making marriage almost a luxury, something for only the better off.
And so here's a picture of our groomsmen and Dave.
In Harrisonburg, Virginia, Diana Black shows me her wedding album from last year.
Getting ready, here's my mom.
She and her husband Dave started dating in college. They now have graduate degrees and budding careers. Dave waited to propose until he got a handle on his student loans.
I had the bulk of them paid off at that point, and I felt like I was in a decent place to shell out the additional money for the ring.
They were the first in their circle to get engaged, but at 27, neither feels ready for children just yet.
For me, parenthood is such an enormous responsibility, and the longer I give myself, I feel like the better prepared I'll be.
That doesn't mean they're not planning. Dave and Diana take me to see the 4-bedroom house they recently bought. Big yard out back, good schools nearby, and upstairs, a perfect child's room complete with secret passage.
This door here goes to the attic, so for a kid, that would feel very Harry Potter-tastic, I think.
Two different stories. Two couples who each say they're acting in the best interests of their children. But researcher Ariel Cooperberg says this marriage divide could mean more inequality in the next generation. The problem, she says, is not that people are having kids without being married. It's that, on average, unwed couples are far more likely to split up by the time their child is 5.
And we know that that leads to other problems. It leads to some behavioral problems. It could lead to academic problems. It just leads to kind of less of a sense of stability, which hurts their chances later on.
Of course, it doesn't always happen that way. And not, it seems, for the first family we met.
Come here, sweetie.
Come here, sweetie.
Earlier this year, Philip landed a steady job as a car technician at Walmart. He says that made him think differently about proposing to Michelle.
I know every week I will be working 40 hours. I'm not making the most money in the world, but we're not financially tight.
We have diapers and everybody eats.
And
we can drive when we need to drive somewhere.
By the end of his first month on the new job, he'd bought a ring. She said yes. Since we spoke, Phillip's moved to an even better job, and they've set a date, next June. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.